Call of the day with Brendan Tierney and Sal Licata on The Fan.
We get Richard up in Connecticut, Stratford, Connecticut. BT and Sal, what up, Rich?
I don't care who they go out and get and rake their farm system. They're not a championship caliber team, okay? There's like 10 teams that are better than them right now. They're so inconsistent. Fun to watch.
They're not fun to watch right now, but I don't think there's 10 teams better than them. Let's not be unfair. But I get your point.
Here's my point. I think the Yankees should be sellers this year.
I said that 2 weeks ago.
Okay. I just don't think what they have wrong can be fixed.
I do know.
I don't want them to trade Jones. I don't want them to trade
Lombard,
Hess, Schlittler, or anything else. Be sellers. Gut the team. I mean, you got a $300 million payroll, and you start the season with no third baseman, no leadoff hitter.
That's amazing.
You've gone through the no left-handed power.
Yeah.
I mean, give me a break.
You know, it's funny you say about the left-handed power, Rich, and thanks for the call. They're not going to gut the team. Like, there's a little nuance there. Like, selling and gutting the team are two different things. I said I would sell, and I told you I would sell Grisham tonight. I would trade him. Trade him, put Dominguez in center, put Jones in left, see what you got. All right, so that hasn't happened yet, but what has happened here, what had happened was, well, the Yankees finally got off their behinds and they said enough is enough of this atrocious defense. Yankees have made a trade. All right. The Mets get an arm earlier, Greg Soto. I like it. The Yankees with a bigger move and an absolute glaring deficiency. So they got a third baseman. They just struck the deal. No big names involved. We actually don't know the names yet. This is per Feinsam. Two prospects. Hoff's working on that. Ryan McMahon. And I love it. And when I say I love it, by the way, don't take that as, all right, the Yankees are going to win the World Series. What I love about it, now there's more to do. But the fact that the Yankees passed on Suarez's horrendous defense, I am so thankful for. And I have been imploring them the last couple of days to do that. Like, you listen to the show, you haven't heard me now, maybe 3 weeks ago Suarez's name first came up. But yeah, of course we talked about it. But the direction this week for me was go, and not just McMahon, but more, and I mentioned McMahon, not Suarez. All right. McMahon's not perfect. He strikes out a lot. He does walk a lot. All right, let me geek you out just a little bit here. As per Baseball Savant, there's a lot of red. That's a good starting point. Dove, I'm going to need you or Hoff before I get out of here. I think there's 2 years to go. Tell me Ryan McMahon's contract status. Because I remember comparing that to Arenado at some point, and I believe he's got a million less or something like that. And you guys can tell me in a minute.
2027 is his last year, so he's a free agent 2028.
Okay, so and how much is he making?
Peanuts. It's a 6-year, $70 million contract he signed.
All right, so he's got a couple of years to go. I thought it was $20 million a year. Now, I'm looking at the Savant page. He is in the 91 percentile in terms of his range, outs above replacement. And he's a phenomenal defender. All right? So arm strength is average. His walk rate is 86%. He just strikes out too much, man. I mean, he's in like the 3rd percentile. He strikes out over 30% of the time. Unacceptable. But in terms of fielding run value, even base running value, both way, way above average. He's got pop. I won't bore you with the rest of the stuff. I'm not going to geek out that much here. But I like it. And because what the Yankees have not gotten at third base, somebody who could catch the ball or somebody who hits home runs, is exactly what he's bringing to the table. Now, like with Suarez, who's a home run hitter, more of a home run hitter, much more than McMahon, there's no guarantee that McMahon comes here and runs into a bunch of balls despite being a lefty, which I also like, with Suarez is not. Like, I like that as well. But I do know this. He's not going to look like Vivas at third base. And more importantly, he's not going to look like Suarez at third base, who is atrocious. Step one. Interesting. Mets, little bullpen arm. Yankees, third base. Here we go. All right. Yeah. Is he playing tonight? He'll play tomorrow. All right. 888-808-1019 is the number. Joe is in Colonia. Joe, BT and Sal. What up, Joe?
Hey, BT. Thanks for taking my call.
All right, Joe.
I agree with you 100%. Not only is Jeter the biggest phony, Jorge Posada's right behind him. Back in the day,
Posada,
on Mike's show,
yeah,
when Nick Swisher came to the Yankees. They asked him to pitch. The Yankees were getting blown out. Came in, he pitched. He was laughing on the mound. Posada went up to him after the game and says, "We don't do that here. We don't laugh."
Okay. And you're mad at Posada for doing that? I want to give him a, I want to build him a statue. I love that he did that. That's part of the problem. Judge doesn't. I mean, well, Judge is a good captain, but he's not that kind of in your face. I miss that. You have a problem with that?